Let's live rent free. Ah, yes. This segment is about you, the P1s. Anything living rent free in your head. It can be ticket drops. It can be. Heck, it can be old sports moments. It can be whatever it is that is in your head for days, weeks, months, years, decades. We want to know. We want to talk about it. It's fun. It's fun going down memory lane. So give us an email, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And we like to start out on the show, because I think everybody goes through this, having things that are rent-free in their head. And James, it's our first day working together. I was telling you about the segment yesterday, and you said, "Yeah, I've got something that's rent free." So I want to hear what you got.
Yeah, how do you feel about AI?
It scares me.
Okay.
Now I will admit, there's been times using ChatGPT for like simple answers or something. I've done that. Creative AI scares me a little bit. Now some of it's a little funny. Like, we'll use run sheet pictures where we can put Lando, you know, playing his guitar with whoever under a bridge somewhere.
Yeah, yesterday DJ was trying to make one of Bob where the bullpen cart was his nuts.
Okay, and that's, it's funny, but it's also scary how good it is. I think I'm the most scared of where it's going, just because it's developing so quickly.
Yeah.
That's what scares me.
Well, I'm trying to go all in.
Okay.
I was very, like, behind the eight ball when it came to social media and just the importance of it. So I'm trying to be ahead of the game when it comes to AI.
Okay.
So what you may call, like, AI slop, I call my AI startup incubator.
Okay.
It's got a lot of ideas.
So like the videos of the house cat on the patio with machine guns shooting, so, like, that's what you're all about?
I'm just trying to figure out ways to make money from my computer. And, like, my Twitter timeline, my algorithm has discovered that I will read for hours about a 20-year-old NYU student named Benji who's built 45 apps, and one of them makes $30,000 a month right now.
Okay.
Like, sign me up for that.
And this is a real guy. This isn't an AI-generated story. It's a person that's making money off of AI-type apps.
You be the judge.
Okay. I don't know what any of this is. I don't know how the, like, with ChatGPT, I have no idea how that,
well,
ChatGPT's everything
a problem
in,
because there's a lot of mistakes.
Okay.
I have my preferences when it comes to which model I use. So this is kind of like my off season right now, and actually Cam's a,
your AI off season.
It's my real life off season, so it's AI season.
Okay.
Where I'm trying to figure out ways, and I'm obsessed with it, and it's living in my head rent free because I know it doesn't need to be there, but it's all I can think about.
So
right
what
now.
Do you use AI for? Is it, like, creative type stuff? Because another thing, like, if I have a, like I said, I'll use it for a simple question, but I don't want AI to think for me. Like, if I'm saying, okay, what should I have
for lunch
today? I don't want it to tell me, okay, you should do this and this.
There's definitely a line that can be crossed. Like, I found myself asking ChatGPT, like, what's the optimum length for a nap? And I was like, okay, this might be a problem. Like, let's pump the brakes. Just go to sleep, clown.
What was the answer? I'm curious.
It told me about 20 to 30 minutes. Don't pass the 30 to 35 minute threshold or you're going to wake up very groggy.
Okay.
Based off your sleep cycle, it either needs to be like 20 minutes or less, or you have to go all in to a full 90 minutes or hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But see, look, now I'm like the nap king because I asked a couple of really good prompts. But all of these, like, Twitter posts that I see and stuff on Instagram, like, it has me convinced I'm one, like, 30-minute coding session away from being a billionaire.
Yeah, maybe. Get in on the ground level.
I had it help me a couple of weeks ago when I was trying to put together scatter shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I had it, like, go through all the NHL drafts and tell me how many players were Canadian, how many were in. I had to double-check its results, but it was accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. And that would have taken me, obviously, a long time to do myself.
Totally.
But it did it for me in 10 seconds.
And that's something that's very helpful.
For play-by-play, I use it as a research tool. I use it as a research tool for everything, this show included. Mm-hmm. But, like, it'll build my spotting charts for me. Now I've got to kind of walk it through that. But it can search 20 websites in 0.3 seconds that would take me an hour to research one player.
Yeah. And I think the biggest rabbit hole I went down on ChatGPT was I was getting lunch one day at a place that had a patio, and there was a bunch of birds outside. And you always will see these big parking lots with tons of birds.
Hey, bird!
And I took a picture of it. I was like, okay, what kind of bird is this? And it tells me. It's like, oh, these are common grackles. And I was like, okay, why are they all... Why do they migrate to a certain parking lot? And then it just keeps giving you more stuff. And at the end of the answer, it'll be like, oh, you might also want to know about this. Do you, would you like to know, you know, why they choose Dallas?
Why do
they
choose Dallas?
Yeah, I do. You asked me. Sure, keep going. And it's just like an hour later, and I feel like I knew everything.
They're just upselling you.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
What the heck?
Yep. But it's...
But it is scary. It scares me.
So yesterday, my six-year-old son told me that this weekend he wants to dye his hair, his entire head, like light blue, like sky blue. And I'm trying to tell him, buddy, I think that's a bad idea. Like, that's not going to look good. So I took a picture of him, told ChatGPT to reproduce the image with his hair dyed light blue.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like a K-pop demon hunter. He was out. So, like, it helped me prove my point that it was not going to look good.
There you go. It can be used for good. Let's get to a couple P1s here. Let's start with Lee in Oklahoma City. He says, long-time listener, first-time emailer. I have two drops that live rent-free in my head every day. The first is like space music drop ham plays almost every time an astronaut or space is mentioned. What the hell is that song or drop from? Second... Whenever hair is mentioned, the drop of Corby saying "summa," I have no idea what this is from or what he is even saying. Hope you can help, P1 Dallas in Oklahoma City. So let's start with the space music. Are you familiar with either of these? Or have you heard this song before, James? First time hearing this?
I like that you're listening more, so maybe at some point it'll...
Oh, no, I'm here for it. Like, okay.
I like watching
like
James
the
experience
Disclosure
this
Day
for the first time.
Theme song?
This is the Rolling Stones.
No, this is old internet. I think Jill brought this onto the station.
Man, I'm trying to remember when I first heard this song on the music.
I thought it was Gordon for the longest time singing this as Mushmouth.
I did. It does sound like Mushmouth. Yeah, I thought it was just some beat he found and... When is Mushmouth?
That's amazing.
I don't know. Just astronaut stuff or anytime anybody's Scientologist is brought up, I'll play this.
Let's see. And you found this on YouTube, right? Like the original video?
Yeah, just type in space before.
When was this uploaded? Because I'm trying to... Because it sounds like it's...
13 years ago.
13 years ago? I think I've heard...
It's probably earlier than that.
Yeah. What is this?
It's space people. It's internet. It's internet people making this. Before we had AI, we had people online just making dumb crap. And Gordo would find it, he would bring it to the air, and then it lives forever.
I will say, that's one thing about AI that scares me, is the music industry, because some of that stuff is...
It sounds very real.
It sounds too good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it.
And the other drop, James, have you heard this one? And I remember wearing this one out, 10, 12 years ago. This was even before my time. Ham still plays it. So anytime somebody talks about hair, it could be about Bob not having hair, but this is the Corby drop.
Summa.
So does that...
Summa?
Does that have any context for you?
Explain.
Okay, so this was from a spot, oh my gosh, at least
Neograph.
15 years ago. And we have a little bit of it here, right, Ham?
I know just how the hair fairy shortchanged some of my co-workers.
Hey, girls.
Some of my coworkers.
That's just how the hair fairy shortchanged some of my coworkers.
Hey, girls.
I'm glad that one still lives. Some drops live forever.
I'm gonna use that. That's a great one.
Let's do one more. Let's go to P1 Houston. He says, apparently using power tools while listening to the ticket ain't the best combo. Because I almost lost it when the Corby T-Taw break happened during the compound. Due to it being golf season and an immaculate Teddy Emmerich read a couple weeks ago. It's been burned into my brain. Wondering if anybody else caught the underrated line from David Mino in the background, was T-Taw on? Would you be so kind to delight us with the original hee-haw audio? Well, thank you, Houston. I'm glad you caught that. So this originally, the e-break was at the compound a few weeks ago. I believe this won the e-break that week for Corby, as he called the Invasion producer, Travis, he called him T-Taw.
This is the one that makes them all the money.
I don't think I've ever heard of this group.
MGMT. You've heard this song, though, haven't you?
It probably stands for management.
No.
I remember right when this came out is when they made their first appearance at South by Southwest, and they were playing a daytime showcase, and I couldn't get in.
Hey, T-Taw.
T-Taw.
Who are you trying to call?
Travis.
Yes. Fourth Circuit.
Hey, T-Taw.
Hey, T-Taw.
Good
Lord.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, my little throwaway line there was T-Taw on. It reminded me of an e-break, another one from at least 15 years ago from the old Hardline.
Do you remember how the news was broken to you?
It was basically the same thing. I don't remember the Pro Bowl being on, but
I remember my dad played golf that day, so that's probably a bit of a harbinger.
Was he hog?
Was he a hog?
No, was he hog on for you?
Was he what?
Hog? Hog?
What's a hog on?
Was he haw haw?
Was he haw on?
Was he haw on?
God, I die laughing every
That's
time.
That's amazing.
Was he on?
Was he a hog?
They had no idea what he was saying. So there you go.
Was
there's
he
there's another edition of Rent Free every Wednesday at 2:15. Give us an email, rentfree1310@gmail.com.